This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris Witz wishing you a great morning. I hope it's fine with you. When Voyager 2 sent back images from space, Earth appeared as a tiny dot, actually less than 1/72 of an inch wide, if you can work that out. And that's from only 4 billion miles away, just slightly beyond the orbits of the planets in our solar system. Incredible stuff, isn't it? The prophet Isaiah from the Old Testament, he didn't have photos from space, but he did have a clear picture of God's greatness in comparison with Earth. This is what he said. God's word said in Isaiah 40, "Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They're regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to?" Now, if that's not awesome enough, God in that same chapter bends over backwards to remind us of something else. And this is probably even more remarkable, that God has a great interest in you and I. Because in Isaiah 40, verse 29, we have these remarkable words, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Here he is, the all-powerful God who created the universe and all the galaxies, saying that he gives strength to the weary and he helps the people who feel weak. So God's main thing is this, that he loved the world on this tiny planet so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bring people like you and I to himself. So he didn't give his life to pay the price and penalty for sin for the nations, but for people who live in the nations. So today we would perhaps get a little concerned when we hear about countries on the brink of war, and we might see powerful figures on our television, presidents of the United States and other people, and you could end up feeling, well, I'm nothing. You know, I'm nothing like them. But did you know that in this book in the Old Testament, Isaiah, and this time it's Isaiah 40, verse 23, something quite strange. It says here, referring to God, "He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of the world to nothing." So it's a good thing to realize the balance when we think these people are great. Really, they're nothing except God allows them into these positions. After all, God's main thing is individuals, their lives, their forgiveness, their eternal souls. And it doesn't really matter if you're the greatest person in the world, if you hold office or live in the most influential country in the world. God cares for the person behind the government desk or the person living in whatever country, the person that goes about his work, minding his own business. Because we are amazed to think that God, through Jesus Christ, Jesus died for people so that we might live for him. So when we're thinking about the fact of God, God does care. I'm reminded of Chuck Swindoll, who tells the story about someone who had an ad in a newspaper in America. This is what the ad said. "I will listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment for $5. You think that's a hoax, but it wasn't. Did anybody call? Yes, this person was receiving 10 to 20 phone calls a day. All he had to do was just listen for 30 minutes. And that really did indicate that the pang of loneliness was so sharp that people were prepared to pay for a half an hour of companionship. So that just goes to show that within the heart of people there is that need for God, a need for someone to listen. And tomorrow morning I'd like to just take it a bit further to just see that God does care. God cares and understands all about you. Everlasting Father, we thank you that you're there, that you care for us, even with the galaxies and the stars and all that is around about us. We know that you care about us. Thank you that we matter. And we matter to you as we live here on our tiny blue ball of a planet floating in the enormity of space. We thank you, Lord, that we are significant because of you and your great love for us. Continue, Lord, to bless us this day, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.